Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that you're able to join me as we share the word of the Lord on this broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, I was ministering about the Feast of Trumpets that was commanded to the children of Israel in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. And there, the word of the Lord was that they were to blow the trumpets on the seventh month and the first day of the month, having a Sabbath, and that was to be a memorial of blowing the trumpets, a holy convocation. And I was speaking about in the Joshua's experience, where they were commanded to blow the trumpet on the seventh day, as they had compassed Jericho seven times, and God gave a tremendous victory. Now, when God commanded Israel to blow the trumpet, obviously there had to be life. It doesn't make any difference if a trumpet is the finest made in the world, a beautiful silver trumpet. If a person's dead, there's going to be no sound coming out of that trumpet. And God is wanting a people today who are alive with the breath of life, with the breath of the Spirit. He's wanting a people who will be willing to do all that they am to present their bodies, a living sacrifice, to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Now, there are those who are spiritually dead preaching the gospel, and there's no joyful sound coming down from heaven to the souls of men. Why? Because there's no breath. There's no breath of the Spirit. The trumpet can't sound by itself. It takes a living human being to blow the breath through the trumpet to make a sound. It's a wind instrument. It requires breath in order to sound. And if you can just bear with me in this comparison, there are a lot of ministers and a lot of church members who have a form. They can say the right words. They can have everything that is needed in order to spread the gospel. But unless, beloved, they have the Holy Spirit, the divine breath of God, no sound, no life will come out of that trumpet, if you will, or out of that vessel. The spirit, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And my heart is burdened because there are so many people today who are content with a form instead of having the power of God. Psalm 89 and 15 says, David declared, "Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." God has given to you and me. He's given his children, and we are a royal priesthood. If you remember, according to Revelation, he's washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto our God. So we're priests, if you please, and he has given us, because of the work that Jesus accomplished, unlimited authority over all the works of the devil. God made man in his image in the beginning to have dominion over all of his creation. And it was not God's will that man be made a servant to sin, and the creation of the world and all that was therein was not to be subjected to the evil one, but was to be governed by Adam. But because of Adam's transgression, Adam and Eve's transgression and sin, we know that death prevailed, sin was birthed, and the prince of the power of the air rules this present darkness. But God has given his children victory. In other words, that enemy, that adversary, is still operating in and controls the lives of those who aren't in God's kingdom. But if you've been born again, if you've accepted Jesus in your heart and are walking with him, you've been translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Oh, beloved, there's a powerful moving of God's Spirit all over this world in this very hour, everywhere in Russia, Germany, Europe, Asia, Latin America, South America, in places you and I wouldn't even dream of. God is moving by his Spirit. He's pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. And he's doing a work in the lives of people that for some, it's hard to accept. You know, revival is breaking out and some, even in the church, are questioning, oh, I wonder if this is really God. You know, they're still looking for a form, and it's not the form, it's the power of God in action. And the people of God are going to live in the Spirit, and they'll be able to put down everything that Satan will try to bring against them. God has not given us a partial victory. See, that's the thing I want you to understand. You might say, well, Sister Glass, I fail. I see other Christians fail. You know, it seems like the enemy is just running haywire. He's just, running roughshod over the people of God. Now, that does not mean that God's or Jesus' work was not sufficient. It means in some way or another, we're not availing ourselves of that victory. We're not binding the enemy. We're harboring resentment in our heart. There's unforgiveness. We're walking in the flesh. There's things we're doing that allows the enemy to triumph. But that's why, if you listen to this broadcast any length of time, you hear me say it's the Word of God. We need to love the Word of God, because the Bible, God's words, are our handbook, if you will. It gives us the guideposts. It gives us the strategy. It gives us the rules, the principles, where we can live a life that is pleasant and victorious. Does that mean we're never going to have battles? No, of course not. The enemy continues to fight us. There's not a day that goes by that every one of us will be tried in some way. But the difference is we have the tools for victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God is calling for a people to wait on him. And beloved, he's going to renew your strength. He's going to clothe you with his power. God's promises are not given to the devil, but they're given to his very own children, those of the household of faith. And we're entering into a time of victory such as the church world has never seen, where we once stood by, helpless and weak in the flesh and accepted whatever the devil would bring our way. Now the sons and daughters of God are arising, and we're beginning to act on the promises of God, and we're finding out that God meant what he said, that he didn't lie. Beloved, I can hear the sound of the trumpet in the Spirit. The trumpet is blowing, and I can hear some of the priests of God blowing with all their might, and I can hear God saying, in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, and the scoffer is consumed. That's Isaiah 29, verses 18 through 20. There's another passage of scripture I was thinking of, a marvelous description of this mighty army of the Lord, which I've always loved, found in Joel, the second chapter. And there, that chapter begins by saying, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, it is nigh at hand." And I'm going to read verse 3. This speaks of the army of the Lord. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horsemen, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array before their face. The people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city, and they shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter into the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and moon shall be dark, and the sun shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Hallelujah. That's a sound of a victorious army marching and going before the word of the Lord that the captain of hosts utters. Praise God. Well, I'm going to stop right here in the message. I invite you to be with me tomorrow at this same time. But I'd like to share a letter from a sister writing recently from Stockton, California. And she shares, "Dear Sister Judith, I want you to know I love you so much. The messages you send me, I cry. The time seems so dark, and the darkness I feel that there never will be light again. Thank you for caring. I know the things, my problems will get better. I am a believer." You know, in spite of what it looks like and what it feels like, many times I have to just, you know, even though I'm ministering the word to you, I've got to take control of my own soul. You know, it's like, I'm not going to go by my feelings. I'm going to go by the word. I declare the word, and I'm able to carry on, to make these broadcasts in the strength of the Lord, because his word is true, not because of my great resiliency or strength. And that's true of you too, not because of your strength, but because of what thus saith the word of the Lord. Praise God. Well, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and I do invite you, if you've been listening a while and you and been feeling a tug of the Holy Spirit, won't you write down our mailing address? Know that when I receive your letter, I personally pray for you, and I'll send back whatever God gives. It's a personal ministry to you. I invite you to write. I look forward to receiving your letter. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glassay. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,